So this is what we need to apply.
这就是我们要应用的真理。
We need to apply Malachi 4. Trust that God sees what is happening in the world today, and it is uniting family.
我们要应用马拉基书四章的真理。相信神看见今天世界所发生的事情，正在使家庭团结合一。
There's a reset happening, but we like to believe, like before the pandemic and before all these issues, that everything was good with the families. What happened is the bad times came to show us what was always there.
主正在重置。在疫情之前，我们常常愿意相信家里一切都很好，家人也很好，但是在疫情的时候，有一些状况发生，凸显了一直存在的问题，而我们相信神现在就要进行重置。
Trust you, Lord, reset my family.
我们来宣告说，主，我信任你，正在重置我的家庭。
There is a promise of reconciliation of families, and God will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers, and the father's heart to their children, all to the heavenly fathers.
使家庭家人归于和好，这是神的应许。在马拉基书第四章，神说他要使做儿女的心转向父亲，使做父亲的心转向儿女，并且使所有人的心都转向天父。
Say, I trust you, Lord, to apply the change. I will do my part. My change will be in my mind. I believe that God sees the good and the evil behavior.
我们跟主说，主啊，我相信你，所以我会应用这个真理。我会做到我的部分，就是我的改变要发生在我的思维中。我相信神看得见好的行为，也看到坏的行为。
Malachi 3 describes the people of Israel doubting God. They declared, "It is useless to serve God."
马拉基书第三章记录着以色列人对神说，侍奉神是徒然的。
Father God, I decree and declare.The only thing I can do is serve God. Wise, smart, surrender to God.
我们来对天父说，主啊，我宣告，我唯一要做的事情就是来服侍神。我有智慧，我有聪明，我降服于神。
But when the revelation came to those who feared the Lord, they saw a ledger of God recorded in his books.
对那些敬畏神的人，他们看到在神的面前有一个记录的本子。
Recorded in his books.
我们所做的每一件事情，对与错都记录在神的簿子上。
That's new to some people.
有一些人从来不知道这个真理。那比如说，我曾经打电话给一个年轻的牧者，我希望他能够和我一起为一个全球性的现象来祷告。那么我打过两三次电话给他，他都没有接到我的电话，所以我就独自进行了。那么几周之后，他就回电话给我，他说，哦，我错过了你的电话。那么拉比就回答他说，你确实错过了。那么这位年轻的牧者就回问拉比说，我错过了什么？
And I said I was calling you to pray, but the training's not there. He says, well, how did I miss it?
拉比就回答他说，我打电话请你与我一起祷告，但是你错过了这样训练的机会。那么他说，我怎么样算错过呢？
I said, because this is how it works. I was calling you because the Lord told me to pray with your generation, because anytime there's really big moves of God, it's usually three generations.
拉比说，我打电话给你是因为主要我为你这个世代来祷告。通常主有一个大动作的时候，都会牵涉到三代。
So I needed this younger, myself, and an older.
所以我的祷告当中需要我自己还有一个年轻的世代和比我更年长的一个世代一起参与。
And I did, I got somebody else to pray.
那么我找不到你，所以我就找了与你相同世代的另外一个人来与我一起祷告。
But this particular young man, I said, do you understand that there's books in heaven? He says, oh yes. And I said, do you understand that if you would have prayed with meIt would have been written in your books, even if you just say amen, that you were a part of this global shift prayer.
那么我就对这个年轻人说，你知道在天上有一个记录册吗？他说，我知道。那么我继续告诉他说，如果你参与了这次的祷告，即使在祷告当中你扮演的角色只是说 amen, 那么在你的册子上也会记录着你参与了这次 为了造成全球性的改变的祷告。
So if he can trust you with little, then he can trust you with much.
而神如果能够将小事托付给你，他就会将更大的事情托付给你。
All I know, Jesus, I know it's who are you.
就像《使徒行传》19章15节，这里恶鬼回答犹大祭司长示基瓦尔的七个儿子说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们却是谁呢？
So I was calling you for the promotion and the reward of the prayer call.
拉比就继续对这个年轻的牧者说，我打电话给你是为了你，为了你的提升以及参加这个祷告电话会议的奖赏。
You missed it.
但你却错过了。
Because that, the Lord wanted that prayer to go down in that few hour period. And now we're talking 3 weeks later.
因为主在那个时间让我们延续那个祷告，但是我们却在三周以后才在谈论这件事。
When you're distracted, when real opportunities for quantum leaps in the spirit come, you have to be sensitive enough to know when that call comes, you need to move right now.
你要专心，因为分心会让你错过这些。在灵界里发生量子跳跃的时候，就是真正的机会来到的时候，而你对这个时刻必须有足够的敏锐度。当这个呼召临到你的时候，你必须立即回应。
It's like with sowing seed. The Lord tells you to sow a seed. Delayed obedience is disobedience.
这就像撒种一样，当神要你撒种的时候，如果你延迟顺服，就是不顺服。
Is this helping you? So there's ledgers in Yeshua.
我这样解释有帮助你吗？所以你要明白，在耶稣那里是有一个像账本一样的记录册。
And we have eyes to see the ear and ears to hear in the spirit.
所以我们需要在灵里能够听见，能够看见。
Say, I need to hear, I need to see clearly. I break all distractions. Yeshua's name.
我们一起宣告，我们需要清楚的看见和听见，并且我们破除一切的分心，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We can be running, comforted, knowing God.Remembers his covenant conciliation, speaking encouraging words to your family. God hears and loves this blessing. Bless unity amongst your family.
我们所面对的是一位安慰人，了解我们，并且记得他和好的盟约的神。所以要对你的家人说鼓励的话语，也就是神听见并且。喜爱这样的祝福，要祝福你与家人之间的合一和团结。
I am unifying family week.
所以我们一起宣告，这周我要使我的家人凝聚团结在一起。
So in the act we did apply change and now transform. The transforming of your family is by applying Malachi 4 and changing your mind according to Malachi 3. You will be positioned for godly alignment.That unites your family and vision and purpose for the years ahead.
所以在 ACT 当中，我们已经领受了真理，改变了我们自己。现在我们要进行转化。我们以马拉基书四章来转化你的家庭，然后以马拉基书三章来改变你的心思意念。你将站在一个金钱的位置，为了未来几年。使你的家庭连结神给你的意向和目的。
Say, I will do this.
我们一起宣告，我会做到。
Guiding your family's vision and purpose. This is how we do it.
所以，对于连结一个家庭的意向和目的，我们是这样做的。马拉基书三章十六到十八节，那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听。且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。万军之耶和华说：“在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我。我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。那时，你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的分别出来。”
Step number one.You have to sit down and you have to pray and talk about the vision.
所以第一个步骤就是你要坐下来，然后你要祷告，并且谈论这个意向。
You need to get out a journal you need to do Habakkuk 2. You need to write the vision, make it plain, on tablets. Though it tarry, wait upon it, and those who read it shall be able to run. Write the vision.
你必须拿出一本日志，然后像哈巴狗书二章二到三节所说，将这个意象明明的写在板上，使人容易读。因为这个末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚晃。那么虽然延迟，还要等候，必然临到，不再迟延。所以你要把意象写下来，谈论这个意象。拉比就不断地强调，要写下意象，并且谈论意象。
I can do this.You've got 7 days to do this, and I'm going to give you very clear instruction with anointing oil and a tallit and communion to be able to seal it in Yeshua's name.
所以我们一起回应说，我做得到。拉比说，你有7天的时间可以这样进行。那么这7天中要做什么呢？我会给你很清楚的指示。你要用膏油、祷告经，并且领圣餐。使你可以奉耶稣基督的名封存他。
Malachi promises that God not only remembers who was wicked and who was righteous, but he records it.
先知马拉基说，神不光知道谁是善人、恶人，而且他还做了记录。
Say, I surrender my thoughts of what the Lord is doing with the wicked.
我们一起来宣告说，对于神要如何处理这些恶人，我要将我的意念降服在神的里面。
Word evil in Hebrew translates out those who follow the dictate of their own heart.
在希伯来文当中，对恶人的解释就是那些随从自己心意而行的人。
The tares are going to get their own. This is going to be a rough time, the last quarter of this year for the tares.
那比如说，在今年的最后一个季度。这些败子，也就是所谓的恶人，处境会相当的不好，他们会得到自己的报应。
The Lord's going to tear up the tares.
主将要拔出这些败子。
But you can't rejoice in it, and you can't focus on it. It's the Lord's business. Leave it alone.
但是你不能在一旁幸灾乐祸，甚至你不能够一直盯着看，因为这是主的事，你要让主来做。
Look at your neighbor and say, mind your own business.
让我们跟隔壁的人说，管好自己的事。
I want to give you 3 things. Live in a way that your children understand what it means to fear the Lord.
接下来我要给你3个步骤。首先，你的孩子要从你的生活态度当中了解什么是敬畏神。
I'm going to get right up into your business and step on your toes. Cannot tell your children that you fear the Lord when you forsake the assembly of the believers.
拉比说，现在我就要当着你的面来挑战你，就是你不能够停止聚会，然后还让你的孩子觉得你是敬畏神的。
You've lost your witness.
因为如果你停止聚会，对你的孩子而言，你就失去了见证。
And they know it. Because if you don't have to go to church, they don't have to go to church.
他们很清楚地知道这一点，因为如果你不去教会，那么他们也不用去。因为如果你是去参加聚会是很重要的，而他们也会如此。如果现在在你的孩子面前你不树立一个优先次序，那么你不要期盼他们长大之后会树立这个优先次序。
Say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我们一起来宣告，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Second, live in a way that your family sees you meditating his name.
第二点，让你的家人看见你，出一个默想神的生活方式。
I'm speaking to the fathers here, to lead your family. You're the father, and they won't follow if you're not spiritually full. Only one way to get spiritually full and have the wisdom and knowledge of Solomon is to spend more time with God than with all the other distraction stuff that you spend with.
那比如说，我现在对家庭的头，也就是父亲说话。你需要带领你的家庭，因为你是父亲。除非你被圣灵充满，否则你的家人不会跟随你。而唯一使你有圣灵充满，并且有像所罗门的智慧和知识，就是不要花时间在那些会令你分心的事情上面，而是花更多的时间在与神相处。如果你的家人不尊敬你，也不听你的话和指示，那是因为你言之无物。不要以为你的孩子还年幼， 他们是非常聪明的。你必须有确据，就是你认识神。神要带领家庭的父亲经过火的试炼。
I'm just preparing you.
拉比说我这样说是因为我在预备你们。
Third, live in such a way that you are a jewel, a treasured possession.
第三，活出你是一个贵重的珠宝或是一个珍贵的财产的样子。
You have to love God with all your heart and with all your might. You have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself and you don't love the call of God in yourself, if you don't value it, nobody else will value it.
你必须尽心、尽性、尽意地爱神，并且爱邻舍如同自己。所以你必须爱自己。那么如果你不爱神给你的呼召，你不看重他，别人也不会看重他。
I'm not talking about pride and arrogance of loving, this is my call and this is what I do. I'm talking about you make choices to not fall to temptation to mar your calling, that you love your call more than you love yourself.
啊，比如说我这样说不是要你对自己的呼召抱着一种骄傲或者是傲慢的态度。我所说的是你不要落入一个试探，就是你以爱你自己的呼召过于爱你自己，来损坏你的呼召。
Have to protect the call. What we say in Kurt Landry Ministries is we have to protect the asset.
你必须要保护你的呼召。那么在克兰卓事工当中，我们的说法是我们要保护我们的资产。
Say it this way so you'll remember. Curtis has to protect the asset of the rabbi.
那比如说，也许我用这样子的方法，你会更明白我的意思，就是我克兰卓必须保护拉比这个资产。
Your soul has to protect the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，你的魂、你的情绪、情感、意志，要保护住在你里面的圣灵。
So your spirit man needs to be in agreement that we need to use the Word of God to heal our bodies and our minds, so that we don't offend the Holy Spirit.
所以我们里面的灵人必须认同，我们得用神的话语来医治我们的身和心，好让我们不去得罪圣灵。
You don't know when you're going to need a full dose of the ghost. And most of the time you need it when you're in the worst condition.
因为你永远不知道什么时候你必须被圣灵充满来帮助你，而通常在越糟的处境当中，你越需要圣灵来帮助你。
Seek and serve God.Sow into his kingdom and trust your father to provide.
所以寻求神并且服侍神，把种子撒进神的国度中，相信你的天父会供应你。
Be sowers, be givers, part of the solution. Children, see that, let your children be proud. They have parents and grandparents go into the kingdom.
作为一个撒种者，作为一个给予者，成为答案的一部分，让你的儿孙们对于他们的父母、祖父母把种子撒进神的国度而感到骄傲。
So there's three things that I'm going to suggest that you do in the next seven days.
那么接下来有三件事情是我建议你在接下来的七天要做的事。
First one is your tallit. You need to put on that tallit, and you need to read these scriptures to your children.
首先就是祷告经，你要披上祷告经，读启示录三章七到八节给你的孩子听。你要写信给菲拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁。
Need to tell your family we're going to walk holy.
你得告诉你的家人说我们要活出圣洁，然后讨论我们家庭里面要停止做这件事情、做那件事情，或者是把这个东西丢掉。把那个东西丢掉是因为这些东西使我们不圣洁，而从现在开始我们要活出圣洁。接着经文在圣洁之后提出了真实，也就是真理。拉比说我们希望你们喜爱真理，述说真理，我们要教导真理，也就是神的话语。回到经文，他说那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙。
Need to understandPut that on, your tallit on, and say, we have the key of David in our house. This is symbolic of our king priest anointing that we have in the house.
所以你披上祷告巾，你说，我们拥有大卫的钥匙。披在你肩上的祷告巾象征着 在神的殿中，你拥有君王祭司的恩膏。
When we have these three things, He opens and no one shuts.
当我们拥有这三样，也就是圣洁、真实、大卫的钥匙，那么我们开了的门就没有人能关，关上的门也没有人能打开。
Worlds, institutions, schools, people, places, and things can promise to open doors, and they can lie and shut them right in your face.
属人的机构、学校、人、事物，即便承诺为你打开大门，但是他们也可以马上翻脸，当着你的面把这些门关起来。
The key of David never lies.
但是大卫的钥匙从来不出尔反尔。
And God is not a man that he should lie.
因为我们的神不是人，不至于说谎。
When you separate yourself to be holy, you know the truth, and you have the key of David. The doors will open, and they'll not shut.
当你将自己分别为圣，并且你拥有大卫的钥匙，那么门就要为你敞开，而不能关上。
I need to tell him and say, "Listen, our family, we've been through a tough time, but I know your works, and I see I have set before you an open door."
那么你可以告诉你的家人。你们经历了一段艰困的时光，神看见了，也知道我们的行为，所以他在我们的面前要给我们一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
Need to tell him we're going to be at Rosh Hashanah. We're going to be on the live stream. We're going to be in House of David.
你要告诉你的家人，在这次的吹角节犹太新年，我们会透过在大卫之家的现场，或者是在网络上参与大卫之家。新年吹角节的聚会
And we're going to go through that open door of that fourth dimension.
我们要进入这第四道门，也就是这第四维度。
And no one can shut it.
这门无人能关上。
Because the Lord knows we have little strength. Because we have been pruned back in biblical year 5783 like never before.
主知道我们还有一点力量，因为在5783年，我们被前所未有的修剪。
5783, just tell them right up front. This has been the year for mommy and daddy.
我们可以直接对孩子说，5783年对父母而言是一个艰困的一年。
But all I know is this year is behind us. We're going to take what's good from this year, and we're going to leave behind the bad, and we're not carrying it into 5784.
但我们知道这一年已经过去了，我们要从5783年。截取好的部分，然后把坏的丢到脑后。我们不会把坏事带进5784年。
And the Lord's telling us, He's kept my word, and we have not denied His name.
说你们遵守了我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
And you need to tell them, say, listen, we're not perfect, but we have kept His word, trusted in the Lord.
你可以告诉你的孩子们，我们不是完美的。但是我们守了主的道，我们信任神。
We've trusted in His name.
我们信任神的名。
You don't have to be perfect, but you do need to worship the perfect one, who is Jesus.
我们不必是完美的，但是我们必须敬拜这位唯一完美的神，就是耶稣基督。
No one perfect in this world but Him. God, we can pray in His name.
耶稣基督是唯一完美无罪的。感谢神，我们可以奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 第九节这里说，那撒旦疑惑的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎的。我要使他们来，在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你，免去你的试炼。
You need to tell them.
你要这样子告诉你的孩子，你的家人们。
See, there's tests that are coming. You're going to have to make a decision and say, I know everybody at work's doing that. I know everybody at the school's doing that. I know everyone's doing that, but we're not doing that.
你知道试炼即将来到，但是你也做个决定，就是说，我知道在工作的场所他们都这样子，在学校他们都这样做，或谁谁谁都这样做，但是我们却不能这样做。告诉孩子，做父母亲的我们祷告过，我们不这样做。
Remember, right before Rosh Hashanah, the Lord said if we obeyed Him, He would keep us.
你要记得，在 5784年新年吹角节之前，神提醒我们，如果我们遵从他，他会保护我们。
It's an hour of testing, and as for me and my house, we're not doing that.
但要知道这是一个试验的时期，所以至于我和我的全家，我们必不随从这个世界，也不做神不喜悦的事。
And you're just going to have to make a choice. And I can tell you, as for me and us, I am not going to anything that the Lord tells me not to do.
蜡笔说，我要告诉你们，试炼即将来到，但是我和我的家人们绝对不做神告诉我们不能做的事。
So then you need to tell them about the tallit in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27.
那么至于祷告经，你得读以赛亚书10:27给他们听。到那日，亚述王的重担必离开你的肩头，他的轭必离开你的颈项，那轭也必因肥壮的缘故撑断，或者说因膏油的缘故毁坏。
You're going to say, we're going to anoint our necks.
你要告诉你的孩子们，我们要用膏油抹我们的颈项。那不管在这7天当中，你要选择几天来做这件事情都没有关系。
Explain to them that translates out in the Hebrew. You can say, Rabbi, I told you. It says it's going to make your neck fat.
然后你可以向他们解释说，拉比告诉我们，我们抹上这个膏油，我们的颈项就会肥壮。这使得亚述王，也就是仇敌的重轭，没有办法套进你的颈项上去左右你转左或转右，也就是他没有办法再控制你了。
So we're preparing on Friday night to go through the gates. The Lord's promoting us, so we're going to anoint all of our necks. And I pray in the name of Jesus that every yoke that's been on our family from now all the way back to the garden, we come out of agreement with it.
我们这样做是为了预备。在5784年新年吹角节的时候，经过神为我们敞开的门，我们要用膏油抹我们的颈项。蜡笔说，我祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，每一个从现在一直追溯回始祖犯罪的伊甸园，被仇敌放在我们颈项上的重轭，我们现在就奉耶稣基督的名，拒绝他们。
A new creation. All things have been made new.The only yoke we have is the one that he gives us in his light. And the anointing oil destroys all the yokes. Let him say amen.
旧事已过，一切都是新的了。我们是新造的人了，所有的事也都更新了。我们颈项上唯一负着的轭是神给我们的，但这轭是轻省的。那么为他们的颈项抹油宣告，当这油使颈项肥壮的时候，撒旦亚述王所放的重轭就要断开，然后全家人一起说 Amen.
You know, I know for us, some of our grandkids are just love to get the oil out and they want to do it.
拉比说，我的孙子们很喜欢这样的抹油时刻，他们甚至会要求自己来抹油。在这7天当中，如果第一天你示范了，也许隔天他们会说，让我用油来膏你。但是因为第一天你在做示范的时候，你有告诉他们真理，所以他们知道这样做的原因是什么。接着你可以披上祷告巾。
You don't want to put the authority on anything that's cursed. You want to put it on what's blessed.
因为你不希望你肩头所披的权柄是咒诅，你要披上的权柄是祝福的。
Say, okay, I get it.
那么看着你示范的家人跟孩子孙子们，他们会说，我们懂了。
Now you've got the anointing oil and the key of David.
所以现在你也将膏油抹在祷告经，也就是大卫的钥匙上了。那么你的家人、孩子、孙子会问你，为什么这很重要呢？
What happens is there's things that are happening all over the world in regards to governments, and it's the issues with the governments is causing all the different people in the world problems. So what happens is you need to transfer your mindset and your heart and your trust to serve His kingdom more than the government.
这样做的目的是使你降服于神国度的统治政权，高于这世上一切统领的权柄。
You read to them Isaiah 9 and 6.
接着你为你的家人读以赛亚书9:6，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
It's a tallit, the key of David.
这就是大卫的钥匙，披在我们肩上的祷告巾。 他的名要称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
That's why you go through the fourth door, so and that fourth dimension, so that you have access to the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这是为什么你要进入第四道门，也就是第四维度的空间，以至于有一个通路能够来到这位奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君面前。
And listen to this.Listen to this right now, and of the increase of his government.
这里说到他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
His government between now and the return of the Lord is going to increase.
从现在到主再回来，主的政权必加增无穷。
The apostolic movement is going to increase between now and the return of the Lord, preparing it for a 1,000-year reign in the New Jerusalem.
从现在到主再回来，使徒信的运动会为预备在千禧年的时候在新耶路撒冷做王掌权做预备而加增。
Might as well join and sign up for it now. It's not for saved people. It's for saved people who are disciples.
所以你最好现在就加入。但是这些不是为了那些得救的人，而是为得救并且是做主门徒的人。
You got to be disciplined to join this. This is like special ops.
这像是一个特别的项目，你必须管束你自己才能够加入这样子的计划。
The purpose to join it.
你必须刻意做到。
I'm joining.
我们一起宣告说，我现在就加入了。
And the peace there will be no end.
所以除了政权，他的平安也必加增无穷，在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
In Yeshua's name,
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Isaiah 22 and 22,
以赛亚书22章22节，我必将大卫家的钥匙放在他肩头上，他开无人能关，他关无人能开。
Assemble your family. Number one, say we have to talk. We have to make the vision clear for our family.
所以首先要把你的家人聚在一起，然后说我们要来聊聊。我们得把我们家庭的意向、愿景写清楚。
We need to anoint our necks. Break the yoke with the past.
我们得用膏油涂抹我们的颈项，断开属于过去的重轭。
Apply the key of David and come empowered. Go through the gate to prepare the way for the people at Rosh Hashanah 57:84.
我们的肩头上要带着大卫的钥匙，也就是祷告经，领受神给我们的能力，在5784年吹角节的时候经过那门。为神的百姓预备道路。
Say, I can do this.
我们做得到。
Say, I will do this.
我会这样做。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a shout. Did that help anyone tonight?
我们给神一个掌声，希望今晚这个信息帮助了你。
Come on, give the Lord a shout.
我们给神一个呼喊。
I'm going to get ready tonight to receive tonight's tithes and offering.
此刻我们要来收今晚的十一以及奉献。
Would like to sow a seed? You can give securely at kurtlandry.com/donate.
您也可以透过网络撒种。
Get your finances in line with what God spoke tonight.
使你的财务对齐今天晚上神透过这个信息对你所说的话。
I want you to find somebody to pray with, and I want to break that assignment of fear that you're most worried about.
蜡笔说，我要你找一个人和你一起祷告，来破除你心里最担心最牵挂的事情的恐惧。
Because you're carrying something. Most of us are carrying things right now where you're fearful over, well, what this might happen and what this might do.
因为现在多多少少在我们每个人的心里都会对某一些事情有牵挂，不知道它将来会如何发展，会发生什么事情。
Oh, one of the things I forgot to say in there with your families is you need to take communion.
此时拉比说有件事情我忘了提醒你们，就是在你们的家庭当中，你们要一起领圣餐。
Probably take communion the next 7 days.
我自己可能在 Rosh Hashanah 之前的七天，我每一天都会领圣餐。
The communion really seals it. As you consume him, he consumes you.
当你领用神的时候，神也领用你。所以当你领圣餐与主联合的时候，就会封存以上这一切。拉比说，就像我刚刚交代的，你可以找个人与你一起祷告，为你心中最深的牵挂以及恐惧来祷告。特别是在这个季节中，很多人为叛逆的孩子、偏行己路的孩子担忧。那么现在我要给你一个关键，使你能够为这个孩子解锁，使他能够回到神的面前。
That child is verbally telling you when you do talk to him, and sometimes it could be not nice, but they're telling you what spirit is controlling them.
当你在和这样的孩子对谈的时候，他和你说话的态度、内容、语气可能非常的不好，但是他正在透露着是什么样的灵在控制他。
That child may be saying things like, "Well, you never really loved me."
孩子可能对你说，嗯。你不是真的爱我。
That child may say, "Well, you always loved the other sibling better than me."
或者他说，你总是爱哥哥姐姐、弟弟妹妹比我更多。
That's the spirit of the way of Cain.
你可以辨认出，操控他的就是该隐的灵。
It's that Cain and Abel competition. It's Jacob and Esau.
这就是该隐跟亚伯的争竞，也是以扫跟雅各之间的争竞。
Telling you what's wrong.
所以你愤怒又叛逆的孩子所透露的是他里面哪里不对劲。
You need to go into the spirit, and a lot of times the enemy will make accusation against you, but when he makes accusation against you, there's always a little bit of truth, and then most of it's embellished lies.
那么此时你需要进到灵里去，因为仇敌会利用这些话语来控告你。但是当仇敌使你的孩子控告你的时候，这个控告当中会有一些真实的色彩，但是其余大部分都是渲染的谎言。
Maybe you did treat the other sibling. Maybe the other one was easier to love. We all like to say, well, we loved all of our children equally. That sounds great, but it's probably not true.
因为当你的孩子指控你对他的爱不是真心的，因为他看到你比较爱他其他的手足，这可能是真的，因为其他的孩子可能比较容易去爱。虽然你口口声声的说，哦，我对每个孩子的爱都是一样的，这听起来很棒，但可能还真不是事实。
I think you love them differently, equally, but you have to love them differently because they all have different personality and needs.
我想你是很想平等的爱他们每一个人，但是因为你的孩子每一个人都不一样，有不一样的个性，不一样的需要，所以你得给他们不一样的爱。
But if you want that child to come back, you're going to have to find in the family line, listen to what they say, repent. It may not even have been you, it may be your parents or a grandparent where there was a dysfunction in the family. Find out where that is and repent on behalf of the family.
所以如果你要这个孩子回头，你得去探究你的家族，因为可能不是你的问题，而是你的父辈或者更早之前的世代，他们可能在这个家庭当中有失能的部分。所以当你找到这些原因之后，你就为你的家庭来悔改。
You just need to go and say, Father God, in our family there's always been competition and jealousies. In fact, it's been verbalized. Lord, we come out of agreement with it. We break that assignment of the way of Cain. Lord, I ask you to forgive me.
你需要来到天父面前开声说，父啊，在我的家中有该隐的灵，大家总是彼此的争竞和嫉妒。此刻我们要弃绝该隐的灵，我们奉主的名破除该隐的灵在我们家族当中的工作，而且神，请你原谅我。
And then you need to get prayed up and forgiven up, and then call that child and say, you know, I prayed and the Lord showed me this, and I ask you to forgive me. This is, and take full responsibility for it. And even if they don't receive it, and they cuss you out and say, I can't believe you called me with that, doesn't make any difference. You set the seed, and you watch them come back like a prodigal.
你要继续的祷告，继续的饶恕，然后你要打电话给这个孩子。告诉他你在为他祷告的时候，神启示你这一些，你要请求你的孩子原谅你， 然后为这一切的状况负起完全的责任。然后就算在你这样做之后，你的孩子不领情，并且继续的咒骂你，不相信你，蜡笔说这也无所谓，因为你已经顺服了，并且你撒下了种子，你就等着看，他们会像圣经中那个回家的浪子一样回转回来的。
Quit worrying about the result. Quit worrying about the confrontation.
不要为结果担忧，不要为会有的冲突担忧。
You've got friends and different people. You have left churches in the past and you left the wrong way. You just disappeared for no reason because you got offended.
蜡笔说，我们有一些会友，他们无缘无故地离开了教会，这是因为他们觉得教会冒犯了他们。
In the next 7 days, I would go ahead and call whoever that person is. Christy will already tell you, for the last 2 weeks, I've been calling different people and repenting and different things, because I always have to do that before the fall feast, so that when I stand here, not what you think, but what God thinks, Lord, I did the best I could to clean up, to be your priest, to speak your word.
蜡笔说，我自己在吹角节之前，我的妻子可以告诉你，过去2周我陆续的打电话给一些人，也就是这些离开教会的人，跟他们悔改，向他们道歉，因为我在秋天节期开始之前我必须这样做，以至于在启动秋天节期吹角节的时候，我站在台上，这些之前的芥蒂与隔阂都已经清除了，以至于吹角节的时候我站在这里，我会跟神说，我已经尽我的所能清除这一切的隔阂，站在这里做你的祭司，传讲你的话语。
That's what meditation is. Meditate on the Lord. Ask the Lord, where is it that I need to fix the breaches in my life?
所以为什么默想这么的重要，你需要来到神的面前默想，求问神在你的生命当中还有什么需要修复的连结。所以拉比请祷告团队来到祭坛前，他也请现场的会众在来到台前摆上奉献和当纳的十一的时候，找一位祷告同工一起祷告，然后在祷告当中体会神所提醒他们的事。因为雅各书5:16说，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治，因为义人所发祷告的力量是大有功效的。
Tonight's your time for healing.
今晚就是你得医治的时候。
Say this Rosh Hashanah, this is my Rosh Hashanah.
我们一起宣告，这次的新年吹角节就是我的新年吹角节。
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, I just pray right now in the name of Yeshua.
天父，此刻我就奉耶稣基督的圣名来祷告。
That as we release this seed to you, we release this seed and we name this seed reconciliation.
我们把这种子撒到天上，我们为这个种子命名为和好。
This is the last Shabbat for the fall feast. Probably one of the most important fall feasts of all times.
这是在秋天节期开始之前最后一个安息日，而这次的秋天节期也许是有史以来最重要的一个秋天节期。
Lord, as we release this seed, we ask that this seed give us clear entrance into the heavenly courts.Lord, that our tithes and our offering are up to date. That the enemy cannot accuse us of being God robbers. Or the enemy cannot accuse us to be cursed.
神，当我们释出这些种子的时候，我们可以看到来到天上法庭清楚的入口，特别是我们补齐了过去一年我们所该奉上当纳的十一和奉献，仇敌不能控告我们是窃夺神的或者是可咒诅的。
So Lord, we sow this seed to balance our accounts in the courts of heaven, that we might be received with glory. And as we prepare, Lord, for next Friday night, to bring that high holy seed of Rosh Hashanah.
天父，当我们补齐的时候，我们在天上的账本也获得了平衡。所以在我们要进入5784年之前，我们所做的一切预备上面都能领受荣耀。那么到吹角节这个至圣日的时候，我们要为这个至圣日撒种。
Lord, let there be no accusation against us. Let it be hundredfold return in Yeshua's name.
因此，主啊，到那个时候，没有任何因着我财物的亏欠而有控诉会被成立。 而我也宣告我撒出去的种子会有百倍的报还，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. We love you. And Shabbat Shalom.
神祝福你们，我们爱你们，安息日平安。
We'll look forward to seeing you next Friday night for Rosh Hashanah 5784.I know for myself, I'm actually going to kind of sequester myself for about 5 days. And I'm going to seek the Lord so you can keep us in prayer. Because I need the word of the Lord for not just Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
那么对于帷幕的家人而言，这次的语音信息是5784年吹角节之前一周的安息日信息。在此，拉比也说，在预备新年吹角节之前的几天，我会让自己闭关，寻求神不光是给我新年吹角节的话语，乃至于赎罪日还有祝棚节神的启示。所以也请你们为我祷告。
To give it. And, I'm excited for you. So you can do this. Yeah, I can do it. Anoint my children's neck. Break the yokes. By the key of David. Take communion.Write the vision, speak the vision, pray together.
那么拉比提醒我们，我们也要为秋天的节期做准备，而神是信实的，所以我很为你们感到兴奋。你们要召聚你们的家人，为你们的孩子、家人在颈项上抹油，断开那个亚述王的重轭，披上大卫的钥匙，也就是祷告经，一起领圣餐，写下这个家庭的意象。宣告这个意象，然后一起祷告。
If you'll do those habits for the next week, your whole family will change forever.
拉比说，如果在接下来的几天，你们的家庭愿意一起这样子做，你的家将永远不再一样。
And it will stop that busyness in Yeshua's name.
就会止息世界的纷扰跟忙碌对你家庭的影响。奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. 安息日平安。